The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 703-780-3776. 703-780-3776. Live at Prime Social, Stony Brook and West Ham. Come on, hang out with us. We've got three tables still going. All night, 24 hours right now, through Monday morning. All weekend long. You're looking for a place to go at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, whatever. Who isn't looking for a place to go at 2 or 3 in the morning? You. You're the only
person. Yeah, I'm not looking for it.
You're not looking for
it. I mean, I don't like strip clubs, but if I had a choice, I'd go to a strip club as opposed to... Because I just... there are ways to lose money, and I know I'm going to lose money either way. I'd rather go in to the strip club knowing I'm not winning this. I don't want the expectations of pretending like I can win at poker and then having, like, grown men destroy me. I'd rather have a woman trying to be an anesthetician take my money.
The difference is... you can make money,
but there's no chance. Not me. I don't play poker.
Well, that's true.
So at least there, I'm going in knowing that the only person who's gonna feast off my money is a woman trying to put herself through school.
That's right.
Not a
dental school.
Not a degenerate behind me.
Well, dental hygienist school.
Yeah.
Right. Not some guy that's
not some guy who's been here since.
There's a nice looking girl over there. She can try and get your money.
She could take my money.
She can take your money
in multiple ways.
Okay. So you brought this to the table, the play action. After the bye, apparently we're seeing Deshaun with more play action. This is by Brian K. Patterson.
Well, it's his article he put together, but the numbers are from Pro Football Focus.
So Pro Football Focus says that Deshaun Watson, in his last three games, has... drop back. Here's a breakdown of the percentage of play action over the past few weeks. Versus Miami, 19%. Denver, 20.6%. Washington, 34.5%. And Tennessee, 23.5%. Now, a part of that could be that you're running the ball better, right?
Yeah.
If you're not running the ball well, if you're down, what's the sentence? Play, if you're not running the ball well, I don't care, you know, we can stop you with the guys that we've got in the box here. It doesn't matter to me. But if you're running the ball well, which the Texans have, that play action fake means something. It freezes the linebackers, gives you just that extra half or step that you need to get one of your receivers open. But I have to respect your run. And let's face it, you've got to respect the run. This week, Pro Football Focus put out that the Texans were the 27th worst line in the league. 27th best line in the league. I wholeheartedly disagree. You may be looking at their pass. And, oh, by the way, Deshaun was in the top over the last few weeks. In November, he was like the eighth fewest hit quarterbacks in the league. Like Baker hadn't got hit twice the entire month of of November, and Andrew Luck just five times all month. But Deshaun had not been getting destroyed. You're running the football, and your quarterback isn't getting hit. Now, in large part because he's as elusive as he is, but so it's got to play somewhat that, you know, the offensive line has improved. And you got to give him a little bit of credit for this. This, and I think Lance wrote his narrative, sports map article this week was about, hey, shut up, guy who always criticizes the Texans offensive line. They're better. That was his sports map article.
Yeah, you got to let that go. I mean, I know the Kendall Lambs and Calamete and everybody, all the names that you wouldn't want on your offensive line. Whatever the combination it is, the run, the football, the play calling, Deshaun's elusiveness, they're better than their name suggests. They're better than the individuals. At this point, you got to say forget about it. They're running the football on everyone they play right now.
Are you at all worried about the tackles versus Myles Garrett this week?
Yes, but if you're running the football, it mitigates
right.
some of that.
It's going to slow him down.
Yes, and that has been the formula. So, of course I am. If Deshaun has to drop back, and I think Lance pointed it out, when Deshaun, and then this was early in the year, all the dropbacks, when they were throwing the ball 30-plus times, it wasn't going well. If they run the football, I'm less worried about Myles Garrett. It becomes less of a factor because if he has to be concerned, and then that's where the play action comes in. If he has to be concerned about not just running the arc trying to get to the passer, it slows him down. It helps the tackles out. So we'll see if this trend continues. Myles Garrett will be less of a force, but they're always going to be in a cage and on third and long where everyone knows Deshaun's throwing the football. You should be afraid. But you limit those opportunities by being proactive on first and second down, whether it be throwing the ball on first down to limit the third and long situations simply continuing to pound the football.
That's right. And if it's second and short, third and short, you run the ball, you might break it open, whatever the case may be, throwing the ball to set up the run isn't such a bad thing, especially when you got Deshaun. So there's that. So, yeah, can we stop with the narrative about the Texans – not being, you know, that the offensive line is garbage. It's not garbage. It's not garbage.
You probably are going to look to improve it because if you can, why not try to get better? Because maybe you become an even better offense when you're not using things to mitigate some of their shortcomings. But at this point, as the season has gone on, they're not a problem right now because of all the other things you're doing combined with their improved play. It's something. Until they prove otherwise, stop talking about how bad they are because they're not bad.
No.
They're probably average right now.
Yep. We really have not, and we got a little bit of time here, a couple of things. We really haven't even talked about the Redskins picking up Reuben Foster. And I love Doug Williams. I mean, his... So Reuben Foster, for those of you who don't know, I think this was his third arrest, his second domestic abuse in the last year, second domestic abuse accusation. This one, I think, is their charges are following him. He was waived by the 49ers, and the only team that claimed him was the Redskins. And Jay Gruden asked, why did you guys claim him? Jay Gruden said, that's a good question.
He was not sure.
He's like,
so he wasn't consulted.
You can't be sure that this dude is ever going to play for us. So, yeah, I don't know that they did consult him. I mean, the way that they do things in Washington is just. But Doug Williams, who is an executive, is he player personnel? What is Doug Williams with the – he says, Senior Vice President Doug Williams insisted the team's decision makers were unified on the decision to claim Reuben Foster. He says, I got six daughters, so it ain't something I would condone. But at the same time, I think we're in the business of at least looking into Foster's case. I could sit here, I won't name a bunch of teams that took on players that got a lot of baggage that nobody's saying anything about. Yeah. So,
what did he call it? Small potatoes?
Yeah,
he goes. A lot of people are doing a lot worse.
A lot,
according to Doug Williams.
Yeah, a lot of people A lot of people out there. Here it is.
We got people who are in high. He said it four times. Places that have done far worse, if you look at it realistically, and they're still up there. This is small potatoes compared to a lot of things out there. But at the same time, it's a big issue in America today, whether or not it's in football, whether or not it's in everyday life, whether or not it's in politics, it's out there. So was he referencing Kavanaugh? What's he talking about? He calls him. I wonder what he's talking about when he mentions high places. Is he talking about in areas of government, in football? What's he mean?
I think so. I think in maybe entertainment industry and in politics. I guess
is that what is he? He is in Washington. Maybe that's what he's referencing. The things that have gone on or talked about have been news stories around the country concerning some of our political leaders. He said politics. I'm assuming he means things outside of football.
So Reuben Foster should play for our team because Harvey Weinstein? Or because
I don't know. We'd have
Anthony Weiner?
He'd have to extrapolate. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Is he watching House of Cards and going, look, people are getting murdered out here?
Look, the President of the United States stabbed a former chief of staff in the Oval Office.
In the Oval Office.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Not really.
Sorry about that, guys.
Not really.
No, it happened. The show hasn't been out that long.
It's been out pretty long, though.
No, not for us because we binge watch. Other people are like, hey.
Quite frankly.
We're doing you a favor, by the way.
Yeah, by the way. I mean, it's almost cartoonish now.
At this point.
I mean, it was. I thought we got into a level. And, oh, by the way, Sneaky Pete, too.
Oh, I haven't seen an episode.
Sneaky Pete has got at the end of season one, was like, really? Okay.
Harrison,
did you see Sneaky Pete?
No, Harrison was just telling us that we've got callers in a break. We've got USA Mike. If you're still there, USA Mike, we'll get to you on the other side. And Todd has a question about Xavier Suofilo, so we'll get to both of those guys.
Did you see Xavier Suofilo last night?
Playing for the division-leading Cowboys? That Xavier Suofilo?
Yes, that's Xavier Suofilo. The division leaders, our Cowboys, America's team.
I told you people talk. Hey, man.
Screw them.
Ratings, Cowboys, A-holes. America's team.
A-holes. Do we got anything here, Harrison, or we just got a break? Just break. Harrison says just break, so we're going to break right here on the other side. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Come on.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Prime Social. Come on, I got a bounty on me at noon. The tournament on Friday is fantastic. Now, every day, tournament's good. I come on Wednesdays all the time to play in the PLO on Wednesday. Monday's tournament is good. It's not nearly as crowded. If you, fewer players, you got a better opportunity. Monday and Tuesday are still good. Still good tournaments. I mean, they get up a lot of times over the $5,000 guarantee. Every day, $5,000 guarantee. But going to be a big one on the 15th. So come on. We'll be broadcasting live on Saturday. And we're going to have a big tournament. And St. Arnold's going to be here as well. So that'll be good. All right, 713-780-3776, live at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. There's still games going on. If you're in a neighborhood or not, you're looking for a game, this place open 24 hours. So you've always got a game going on here. There's three tables still going on right now. It's 8 in the morning, three tables. In Vegas, you don't have three tables going on at 8 in the morning. Who's up?
USA Mike wants to talk Texans and Saints.
What up, USA Mike?
Man, good morning, guys. Good morning. Let me first start off and say that I am not a Texans fan. I'm a Texans realist. But I did look at the as I've called y'all and talked to y'all before, I get really bothered when the Texans are ranked number 10 in the power rankings. There's only eight division leaders, and they're not even in the top eight. But one of the things that I did last night is I looked through the Saints' schedule. The Saints' opponents through right now are through last week, because I could only compare the first 11 games, are four games under .500. The Texans' schedule is 3 games under .500 through last week. That it not, obviously didn't include the Cowboys last night. And so as much as people always say that the Texans aren't playing anybody, neither were the Saints except for the Rams. And that 4 games under .500 included the 10-1 Rams, but they beat them, so I have to include them. But I wondered what y'all thought process is. You know, I know that strength of schedule doesn't go into NFL per se, but how you relate to teams who are actually have great records but really aren't beating anybody. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, USA Mike. Some of it has to do with what you not just who they're playing, but how they play them. Like the Texans were playing the same schedule, but were crushing teams like they did the Dolphins week after week. The perception of them before maybe getting to this 8th win in a row would be different. But if you're simply getting, I won't say getting by, you're winning games, but you're looking at a missed field goal here. You're looking at the Redskins with the backup quarterback maybe not having one extra timeout or maybe not completing a 5-yard out that would have got their field goal kicker in position.
Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, there are things like that.
Yeah.
The schedule is one thing, but it's also what they did with that schedule. And the Saints, just because offense sells, they've been impressive the way they play the game of football.
And while we were talking about, you know, the Texans' 8-game win streak, the Saints had 10
yeah.
in a row.
And they looked better doing it.
Yeah, they looked a lot better. And they were scoring 37 points a game and giving up, you know. Last night they gave up 13. Before that, 17, 7, 14, 35, 20, 23, 19, 18. That's good defense,
yeah.
too. So the Saints were playing better football. The Saints were just flat out. Now, your point being well taken. Buccaneers, Browns, Falcons, Giants, Redskins, Ravens. Name a good team in there.
Yeah, they're not good teams, but you brought up the college thing and how strength of schedule doesn't really work. And now they've kind of taken that component out of the college football playoff. But if we're ranking teams like a power ranking would the Texans make a college football playoff even with an 8-game winning streak if you looked at how they're playing the game? Probably not if you can compare it to other teams, but luckily that doesn't matter. The Saints, the Rams, even if you look at bad schedules, you just look at them on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah,
particularly the Rams, they're on the West Coast and they're playing in the afternoon. You can compare this. You can watch the Texans at 12, the Saints at 3, or the Rams at 3:15, and they look different.
But, yeah, that's true. But then you look at last night and you say, wait a minute, defense can win.
Yeah.
And you look at the Bears. You look at the Cowboys now. You look at the Texans, teams that will play some more defense, and you can beat teams.
True.
You can win because we're so enamored with, look how many points they're scoring up and down, and it's a lot of fun, and you know, fun games, and 54-51 or whatever the score was, and you go, wow, that's just really good football. They're good, really, really good teams. The Texans are just not. And it may not be the case. Look at it. Nobody thought a 6-5 Cowboys team slapped around that offense last night.
Well, I guess you would have to say, would the Cowboys be able to duplicate that, let's say, 6 out of 10 times against the Saints?
No, I don't think
it could only happen. Now, not that it could only happen last night, but how many times could you expect that Cowboys defense to hold them to 10 and, while their offense was doing nothing?
Yeah, and still be able to overcome all of Dak's mistakes.
Yeah, that's the problem. The Saints have a larger margin of error because of what their offense is capable of.
Because you can always overcome it. Who's next?
Harrison, who's next?
What's going on, Todd?
What's up, man?
Not a lot. I just wanted to say real quick that, man, I remember when Tuafilo was here in Houston, you know, he had some rough games, and I just remember not just y'all, but other shows on the station, man. Quite often just getting on him, you know, and when the Cowboys picked him up, I was like, oh, man, is this actually going to help? But, you know, he had a penalty or two, but he's been really solid, and I'm super thankful of that. Real quick, what's your opinions on chances for Leighton Vander Esch on Defensive Rookie of the Year? I'll hang up on this.
You've got Leonard in Indianapolis.
Now, Leonard walked off the field last week hurt, so – That'll be interesting to see if that's going to be lingering or what happens with him. I didn't see the injury report this week, but he had to go to the locker room last week. So
he didn't practice, a couple days ago? I'm not sure what his status is.
Okay.
They said, 4 days ago they said fine at the knee injury scare, but he did not practice the yesterday at least.
Okay. So it's Darius Leonard. I think Denzel Ward should be in the conversation.
And I know
Bradley Chubb should be in the conversation. One. Vander Esch, though, is dude's a beast.
Yeah, inside linebackers, it's a little more difficult to win.
But
because
he's all over the field.
Yeah, it's just because people love the pass rush numbers and or interceptions or forced fumbles cause. And Bradley Chubb, you mentioned him, 9 sacks on the season, so those numbers are going to jump out maybe more than even high tackle numbers, unless you're like Darius Leonard, where you're where the tackle numbers are astronomical. But watching Leighton Vander Esch play for a whole game, first time I've seen it, dude's impressive. Now, people talk about the Cowboys trading a first-round pick for Amari Cooper, the other Alabama wide receiver, as opposed to drafting Calvin Ridley. I don't think they're so wrong, to be honest with you. Would you combine the two as opposed to having just Calvin Ridley in your first-round pick next year?
I hate to say that Jerry and Steven did anything right, so I'm not going to talk about this.
I know you don't like it. The Cowboys winning not only didn't do wonders for your bank account, now you have to talk about them in a somewhat positive fashion on the show.
No, I don't. No. Here's the deal is, no, I think Vander Esch is, and, you know, he's on a very public team, and they're a winning team. You know, that's probably going to hurt Bradley Chubb a little bit. But I'll tell you this, Darius Leonard, the Colts are much better than anybody thought, especially defensively, and he's a big reason why. And, you know, Denzel Ward, a cornerback is going to be awfully difficult because you're going to give up so many plays. You know, but he was how good was he early on with the turnovers? Early on, I would have said he would have been the leading candidate, although Leonard came out of the box with a bunch of tackles. So, I think those are the four guys.
Yeah, and Leonard.
Vander Esch is moving up the charts.
Yeah, the Cowboys continue to win, and they continue to get games that are prominent, and people get to see them. Now, there are a lot of outs. Eyes on the Cowboys, but if they continue to play well, there are going to be more eyes focused on him. But Darius Leonard, thankfully for him, Andrew Luck is back to being Andrew Luck, so people will pay attention to the Colts. 6 sacks, over 110 tackles for him. As long as he stays healthy, I don't know if anyone catches him.
Catching up on breaks here, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, look, if you think there aren't going to be some Coors Light strength this weekend, then you're absolutely wrong. I'm feeling better. I took the Mucinex. I was not doing cocaine like Dell said.
Some people think you should get back. Do another bump.
No, I was doing Mucinex, not bumps.
Well, maybe do a bump of Mucinex.
No, I don't bump Mucinex. All I do is I took my pill this morning, and I felt pretty damn good. I was watching Lion videos. Here's the deal, is I'm going to be feeling pretty damn good tonight. We're going to go out. We're going to go to Rock of Ages tonight. I'm going to play cards here and then go to Rock of Ages tonight. And if you think that there aren't going to be some Coors Lights drank, then you're absolutely incorrect. Because Coors Light makes everything better. Look, not driving necessarily, but wherever you're at, if you're playing golf, you have a Coors Light. If you're out to dinner, you have a Coors Light or 5 or 8. If you're watching a football game, you have a Coors Light. Life is better. It just is flat out better with Coors Light. There's other stuff that makes life better too, but Coors Light is right there with everything else. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. You see it right there on 59 at 610, the giant Coors Light with the mountains that are blue. It's so good. Every time I go by there and I see that, I think cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, Coors Light. Climb on, brother. This weekend, have yourself some Coors Lights. Enjoy. And think of me when you do.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Prime Social 7801. We still got three tables going on if you're looking for a place to come play. I think you'll probably find a lot of PLO going on, Powder in Omaha. You don't know what I'm talking about, though.
Not at all.
Look at, somebody just sent me a Coors Light billboard. Let's send Lance on Twitter Hamburglar pictures.
Yeah, because he's a Hamburglar. If you don't know the story, a company, I don't know who it was it a Papa's? I don't remember who it was, but someone Pappas brought over burgers
yeah.
For the Blitz and Lance, because he's a vagabond, just hanging out and in his room playing video games or something. He smelled food, so he came out and there was a burger set aside, like almost prepared. The bun wasn't on it, but the lettuce was there, the tomatoes.
No, it was sitting on a bun.
It was completely closed.
No, it was open, but it was sitting on a bun.
It was sitting on the bun, and then it was open, and he picked it up and grabbed it like it was his.
Yeah, and he put the cheese and lettuce and tomato on there and mayo or whatever he put on there. And what's the intern?
Was it Tatiana?
Tatiana.
Yeah.
She came back, and she's like,
that's my burger.
There are a bunch of them that are sitting in the pan.
They're unprepared. Not unprepared, but there are patties that are naked. You can do anything you want with them. And you took mine.
The one.
As if someone set aside a burger for you.
And there were only like six. And they were all accounted for.
Yeah.
But Lance decided to come in. So he's the Hamburglar.
He's a Hamburglar.
So let's tweet him today pictures of the Hamburglar.
But don't mention us.
No,
I mean, he might be listening anyway. Who knows what he's doing?
No, he's sleeping.
That's true. Do not copy myself and John.
No.
Just flat out send Lance pictures of the Hamburglar. He'll know where it's coming from, but make it seem organic, like you guys wanted to greet him and say, good morning. Don't mention us.
Yeah.
That's all. Don't snitch.
Hamburglars.
Just send him pictures of the Hamburglar. It didn't even have to be the actual Hamburglar.
What was mine? Wesley Snipes?
I forgot what yours
was. Yeah, mine was Wesley Snipes.
It could be a celebrity dressed up as a Hamburglar. It could be a random person dressed up as a Hamburglar. Just Hamburglar pictures.
What did we send Sean? I think we sent Sean Caitlin.
No. I thought we sent him the Hamburglar. I mean, not the Hamburglar, but Wesley Snipes. Like,
no, it was me, Wesley Snipes.
I don't think it was Caitlin. It was something else, and he wasn't thrilled.
I think it was Caitlin.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
I thought... Because I was getting things because you said I was out because I was transitioning. Caitlin pictures?
You might have got the Caitlin
pictures.
Yeah,
I thought Sean got another celebrity, and he wasn't thrilled with it. He threatened to murder Raheel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, he didn't get that done before he left. But who knows? So it could still happen.
Yeah, he's still in the city.
Yeah, he's still here. Hamburglar. Let's go. Okay, let's who's that? Biscuit?
Yeah.
Biscuit's up next here on ESPN. That live at Prime Social noon tournament. Come hang with us. Try to win my bounty, which you ain't. Go ahead, Biscuit.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
How you doing, Paul?
Hey, John, before I give my take on the game last night, man, I think I called you guys a few weeks back and told you that getting rid of Melo ain't gonna resolve the problem, man. You got to get CP3 to play at elite level, man. If you don't, he's going nowhere.
But yeah, I mean, he's got to be on the floor, dude. I mean, but didn't you know this was going to happen, though?
Yep. That's the price you pay. Mm-hmm. But, man, getting to the game last night, man, and man, I take that game last night over that 54, 50, whatever game any day, man. I want to see football, man. And I'm trying to get you guys take, man, because to me, concussion protocol went out the window last night. Because Kamara, that dude was out. And I thought I thought smelling salt was out and all. I seen him on the sideline with the smelling salt, and this dude is back in the game?
Yeah.
I mean,
not only back in the game, he didn't get a penalty, nothing. Will he get suspended for that?
He's going to get a fine.
He'll probably get a fine. But I mean, how is Kamara able to come back and participate if you are so gung-ho on safety and all? That dude was, man, he got up wobbling. I mean, come on, man.
And they put him back in.
Yeah, we saw it.
Put him back in.
I mean, it's different. It was college football Friday night against West Virginia. One of their wide receivers got his bell rung. They took his helmet. He was frustrated. He had to go to the locker room because he was kind of he did not want to be held out of the game. I forgot his name, but he didn't play the rest of the way. The Kamara thing. You could see him. I don't know how long he was out, but he was out for long enough why was he coming back in on the next drive?
And that is exactly, I don't care if he was a ball carrier or what, that is exactly the hit that in the preseason, running a runner or a receiver. Now, if he's going up for a grab and he does that, it's obviously a penalty. But running with the ball, they said that was going to be a penalty. And it's zero.
It's a launch. It's leading with the crown.
Yes. All the things, and helmet.
All the things you don't want to happen.
They said if you do that with the crown of the helmet in their chest, that's a penalty.
Yeah, it was a kill shot taken by Jalen Smith. And it's one of the things they say, we don't want to see that anymore. It was on your big stage, on one of your big stages on a Thursday night.
Their biggest stage.
Hey, John.
And nothing.
14.6 rating. And everybody saw that, and nothing. And this
is
exactly what the league is trying to – because you know what? There's going to be another billion-dollar lawsuit, and they're going to go, well, look. Oh, yeah, you guys took care of it. Well,
you implemented a rule, and then the people who are supposed to deal out justice didn't do anything when they saw it.
Nothing. So, yeah, no. I don't know if he'll get suspended, but I know he's going to face a fine, that's for sure. Yeah, so, no, you're right, Biscuit. 713-780-3776, live at Prime Social. Harrison, do you have this Iowa announcer? It's on the rundown. And announcers get suspended, and some are just ridiculous. Remember the guy, the guerrilla warfare?
Yeah, Venus Williams was playing
was it
or something.
Serena? Or
was it
Venus?
Serena? I don't remember.
I think it was Serena.
It might have been. And he was using Gorilla, G-U-E.
Yes.
But because he said gorilla and there's an African-American involved, all those old connotations became
like
a thing.
What?
And he caught it.
Yeah, Gorilla strategy or gorilla. And it wasn't.
It said guerrilla warfare because of the way she plays tennis. But you use gorilla and there's an African American athlete involved. You're going to catch all the heat.
Yeah. This is a little different. And it's funny. And this is on the producer. That's why, you know, I remember once when Mike's were on and Sean said something in a break or something. And boy, was he pissed at you because you're supposed to protect us and blah, 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 blah.
No. Which Sean?
Sean Salisbury.
It wasn't about that.
Yeah.
He didn't say it to me.
Well.
I don't even remember what it was.
Maybe it wasn't you that was producing.
It wasn't me.
Maybe it wasn't you that was producing. Somebody. And, you know, if the producer leaves the mic on in a break, because you say all kinds of stuff, let's face it.
Yeah.
You're saying all kinds of stuff. You know, if it's. You know, if you're saying anything that's racially charged or whatever, you deserve it. But if it's just, you know, making comments or swearing, you're not supposed to swear around a mic anyway, but we do. If you do something like that, then, you know, you're like, hey, come on, dude. Well, apparently this Iowa, at halftime, you'll hear it, an Iowa basketball announcer, listen to what he has to say about his team during a break. And Harrison doesn't have it yet. And it's not egregious.
Oh, I didn't hear. I heard the first 35
seconds.
It does get egregious. He does make reference to the other team and how they recruit and like.
And how come we don't recruit like
that
this?
Way?
But then he starts talking about his own team.
Yeah.
And guys on his own team.
Yeah, and Harrison, just text me when you got it. We'll get to it. I listened to it and I was like. Yeah, that's, as you pointed out, that's the engineer / producer to not have that out over on air.
Here's the deal is, because I've been part of plenty of team broadcasts, okay? And especially in like the Texans, for example. Mark Vandermeer, he was doing a radio show, which was difficult because in a two-win season, Mark Vandermeer is the voice of the Texans, and he's got to sound awful positive, but he had his afternoon show, and you got to be honest. You can't, you know, somewhat. Well, there was one time during a two-win season that Bob McNair went up to him and said, Mark, you've been awful tough on us. I thought Mark was going to, I swear to God, was going to hyperventilate and choke and die right there because he's like, nobody is more team than me. But you're put in an awkward position if you're doing an afternoon radio show versus being the voice of the team. Now, this guy's the voice of the Iowa basketball team, and here's what he had to say.
Iowa down 6 at the half, 46-40, needing to clean some things up defensively. Back with our Budweiser halftime show in a minute. This is Hawkeye basketball from Learfield. pretty good, too.
Yeah.
How do we not get anybody like that?
Do they not want them? Not
we just,
know
we just don't. I mean, it's just year after year after year.
Go get a key piece like that.
Just get one. They got three or four. This guy's first year.
Oh, I'm sure he knows where they're at, Duke.
Yeah, true.
Handling all that.
We get Macy Daly. Dribbles into a double team with his head down.
Yeah.
Three pure freshmen.
Jeez.
Yeah. And they're both in double. Two of them are in double figures.
I like Johnson.
Oh man, I like
McGowan.
I like McGowan.
Yeah, he was a Hargrave military one.
Yeah, he was one at Hargrave.
So it wouldn't have been so bad. First of all, you're criticizing your own head coach because he can't recruit.
Uh-huh.
Which is bad enough.
But you're at Iowa. I'm not sure what the level of recruiting is supposed to be at Iowa.
Well, under Tom Davis, they had some good teams.
And Fran McCaffrey isn't terrible, and they're okay, but I just don't know. Who are they? I don't know who they're playing at the time because he was comparing. Because if they're like playing, was it the ACC Big Ten Challenge? I have to look. I don't know who they're playing at the
time.
Well,
if it's an ACC school, I mean.
You're probably going to be facing a team with more talent than you.
But the Big Ten ACC Challenge was 7-7.
It was even, but I just, when you're Iowa, I'm not sure. Maybe it's besides the point, but when you're at Iowa, who are you expected to be beating in recruiting battles?
Well, but you should get players. You're a big university and in a Big Ten. You can get players. Why? Purdue can get players. Ohio State, Michigan State, Wisconsin gets players.
Yeah.
Wisconsin gets a bunch of white guys.
Yeah, but they haven't gotten players in a while. Wisconsin, I get what you're saying, but they have been good for a little bit. They haven't been bad, but they've been below
what
their
player,
standards.
It's a Vand or something. And they're going to be big and white and slow and tall and make 90% of their shots. But you can't talk about your own player.
By the way, I was a top 15 team, and it was a one-point win over Pittsburgh. They're comparing – if Pittsburgh has a new coach, I forgot who it is, but he was comparing Pittsburgh's talent with the new coach to a top 15 team who won by 1 point. So they won the game, maybe not to the level he wanted them to win the game.
No, but maybe he's not. He's also not. But you can't. I mean, if I'm the head coach, I'm like, really, dude? I mean, this is what you think of me and our recruiting? But dude's been suspended. I don't think if he would have just stopped at the other team's recruitment, but talking about your own player.
Yeah, and he, I don't know what his responsibilities are, but I'm sure he has a pregame interview with the coach and probably has to sit down with players as well. It's going to be a little awkward for him going forward.
All right, 713-780-3776. I want to talk about, okay, so I lost a little money last night, so I bet on the Saints. Screw you people, okay? I'll bounce right back. You know why? Because I got more in there in my account at mybookie.ag. And I'm going to bet the Texans this weekend. How's that taste? All right? How's that taste to all of you people that are out there going, oh, John, you bet against American
Tastes
team.
A little salty to me.
It does.
Salty, John.
No, well, those people, it's their tears. They're crying. John Lodge, because he bet against America's team. Screw America's team. All right? I'll bet against them last week, too, and the week after, and the week after. I'm sure to bet against them in the playoffs because they suck. So you know what? I'll get all that money back in the playoffs because I'm at mybookie.ag, and I got all the in-game betting. I got everything I could possibly need. Mybookie.ag has all the best. Not only that, you can bet on entertainment, politics. It's unbelievable the stuff that you can bet on. Or casino gambling. They've got casino play as well. You want to play blackjack? Go ahead. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio, they match half of your initial deposit. So you got free play there, too. All at MyBookie.ag. If you love to play, you know who's going to win. Let's go. It's a lot more fun when you got a little something on it. MyBookie.ag.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Prime Social, 7801 West Time. We got some business to take care of. First, Beat the Limo Guy. Who wants to play Beat the Limo Guy? Limo Guy went 5-0 last week?
I believe so.
I think
or at least
did.
4-1. But yeah, he's killing it the last couple weeks.
That's ridiculous. So if you want to play beat the limo guy right now, no, I'll tell you what. So we'll give the streamers a chance at 9 o'clock exactly. 9 o'clock exactly. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You got to know something about, if you didn't know, you don't know what the Beat the Limo guy is, if you're just new to the show or whatever. It's you pick five games, he picks five games. It's got to be just, it's just NFL against the spread. You could do under overs or just the lines. And you pick a side, he picks a side. And if you beat the Limo guy, if you have more wins than he does, it's not, you can't finish 2-2-1 and he's 2-3 and you win. You got to finish with more wins than the Limo guy. You get four tickets to a game, a Rockets or a Texans game. You get the limo ride there and back, and you get dinner at Nick's Place or China Garden. So at 9 o'clock exactly, caller number 16 is going to play Beat the Limo Guy. You got to know something about the lines, okay? So there you have it. So Beat the Limo Guy is at 10. You got 1 hour to get ready for it, to pick your five games. So there we have it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hold on. So, he, when you were here the first time, he wanted your digits.
Come on, man.
No, I'm serious.
I didn't shoot my
shot. Your phone number.
I didn't shoot my shot, yeah. But I didn't look to get embarrassed either.
Well, I'm just
because that's not what was said.
Well, do you date guys? You do? Not right now. You're not dating right now? No. Well.
Oh, I'm out of lucks.
Well,
sorry.
Maybe it's guys that look like you. She doesn't. Well, date.
That's probably the case.
Was that embarrassing enough?
I'm fine. I'm rarely here. Doesn't matter. I won't see her again for like 3 months.
Oh, my gosh. She is bright red right now. John, you went for a 2-for-1.
Got both of us.
Got both. All right.
It's cringy, isn't it?
I normally don't get uncomfortable in public like that, but I'm very cringed out right now.
All right, hey, man,
but it was worth a shot.
It's a shot.
It wasn't even a shot.
I didn't take the shot,
he wouldn't have. He gets nothing.
It wasn't even a shot.
He misses 100%.
Okay. Best case scenario, you get the digits. Worst case scenario, you said it. You won't see her for 3 months.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
It wasn't even an alley-oop. He threw it into the second row.
Yeah.
No.
Why are you throwing an
alley-oop? I threw it right to you.
No, you didn't.
And you couldn't even finish.
That's like, why are you throwing an alley-oop to Chris Paul? He's not going
to do it. You're edging closer to the basket and you can't finish.
It wasn't even an alley-oop. He threw it and then looked at me like, hey, man, how come you didn't finish that?
Finish.
Because you threw it into the second row.
No. That was a perfect lob.
That was a James Harden pass.
Perfect lob.
It's one of those like what
I'm Capella. I'm Capella running down the lane, and you threw
perfect lob right there.
Terrible.
You got no hands. No hands. Okay, no hands whatsoever.
You set me up for failure.
So now we got. Not only do we have Beat the Limo Guy at exactly 9 o'clock, you guys are going to call in. We've also got the staycation. The staycation. Well, our word today will be bounty, because we got the bounty out on me today in the tournament. This is our last chance to get – this is your last chance to get in, put your name in the hopper for the drawing on Monday. We're going to draw for the staycation on Monday. It's well over a $1,000 prize. We've been promoting it all month. We'll have another one that we'll be giving away for January staycation at our Christmas party, December 21st. But this one is for Christmas. This one is for December. You'll have a room at the Houstonian, which is awesome, awesome, awesome. Breakfast in bed on Saturday. Saturday night dinner at Tribute, their new restaurant that's fantastic. You'll go on the Christmas light bus tour, which is fantastic. This gets you and her into the holiday spirit. If you've never stayed at the Houstonian over Christmas or been there, the lights, the trees, the hotel, everything is fantastic. And you get all this stuff. So we want you to win. At a little bit later in the show, we'll open up the phone lines and we'll tell you when. But bounty is the word that you're going to have to say. Bounty. And we will do caller number 15 again. Caller number 15 again. The word for today is bounty. Thanks to Prime Social. Well, I'll have a bounty on me for the tournament. at noon today. I want you to come on by and get in on the tournament. I'm getting a lot of Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Hamburglar that, pictures.
That's the – yeah, because we're welcoming or saying good morning to Lance.
We're saying good morning to Lance. Tweet Lance a picture of the Hamburglar today because he's off.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's going to be cooking tomorrow morning. So he's not sick. He just decided he needs to take a day off to, what, scout players?
Yeah. So he's looking at – so something that he could – he actually said, I'll probably get up around 9. So wait a minute. Wait a minute.
He's getting up around 9.
And you could have started at 9:30 anyway.
Yeah, he could have. And he's probably going to do it at the station.
At the station.
So he could have been here, right, done the show, then drive to the station and do his other job. What the hell?
Man.
Lazy.
That's luxury there.
Look, we're a little laid back as far as the rules around here, but if he couldn't get away with that at another company.
Ever since he joined the number one show, The Blitz, this is what happens,
He's been insufferable. Insufferable.
It's called entitlement, gentlemen.
It's what
he's taken on the Blitz's entitlement as his own, even though he's on for like 2 minutes a week.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And he's the Blitz.
And he thinks he can too.
Yeah, he can now too.
And he's just watching college players. Like, he's not even working on Sports Map.
No. If he was working on Sports Map, I could see it.
Yeah.
All right, we're taking a break here live at Prime Social, 713-780-3776. Raheel joins LaFrey on the other side. You got to go back to studio? All right, Dell's heading back to the studio, Harrison. So Harrison works. Lance, not so much.
Question is, how do I get out of here hiding my shame and avoid the woman you've embarrassed?
Maybe you'll double down.
Maybe she'll hand you her digits on the way out.
I don't like you saying digits, first off. We're past the point where we say digits, right?
Do this.
Do we still say that?
Double down and be like, that was so inappropriate. I apologize. What's your Snapchat handle?
Hey, by the way.
What's that Instagram?
Slide into my DMs.
Yeah, what's the Instagram?
Yeah.
That's what you should have said. That's why she laughed at you, because you said digits.
You have to ask for social media profiles first.
Yeah.
No.
The number's too personal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll get her Twitter feed so you can slide in.
No.
It's the gram, John.
The gram. You got to get the Instagram.
That's it? Yeah. The gram? It's all about the gram today?
She's probably not on Twitter.
You don't think?
No.
No, she's probably not.
No. She's on the gram.
She's on the gram?
Yeah.
I'll get it that for you. I'll get that done for you, though.
I'm not looking for that from you.
Well, somebody's got to do it. You ain't shooting no
shots.
I'm
not looking for that
from you. You're not shooting no shots.
I don't need the creepy older guy shooting shots.
Good Lord, you're Michael Carter Williams.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't get the play, so yeah. Pretty much the same.
You're on the bench, not even getting in the game.
I'm all right.
God.
Still, is he collecting guaranteed money?
Yeah, he is.
The bench is not that bad then.
8:59, ESPN 97.5 live at Prime Social. Don't go anywhere.